From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Two new cases of anthrax have been reported today, bringing the total number of people testing positive for the disease to six. The latest cases involve an assistant to CBS anchorman Dan Rather and a postal worker in New Jersey, where at least two letters laced with anthrax spores were mailed.
The news came as top government officials tried to reassure an increasingly tense public, insisting that everything possible is being done to find those responsible for the attacks. And they offered a reward, $1 million, for information about who is sending anthrax bacteria through the mail. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The nation's new director of Homeland Security, Tom Ridge, held what he says will be the first in a series of regular briefings to update the public on the latest developments in the war on terrorism. He was joined by top law enforcement, health, and defense officials as the Bush administration tries to address complaints that some information released in recent days has been confusing and in some cases incorrect. Ridge says Americans should be assured that government agencies are working together and trying to get accurate information out as soon as possible.
There's a great deal of speculation out there. There's obvious concern to most Americans, all Americans. And instead of speculating, we'd like to focus on the facts.
The facts, he says, are that thousands of people have been tested so far for exposure to anthrax spores, but only a handful have tested positive for the disease. These include the cases of inhalation anthrax in Florida. And several people in New York, including the CBS employee, have the less serious skin form of the disease, as does the postal worker in New Jersey. Rich says those who've tested positive for exposure to anthrax spores, including 31 people on Capitol Hill, are being treated as a precaution. He also announced that tests on a suspicious package sent to a Microsoft office in Nevada have come back negative for traces of anthrax bacteria, although additional tests are being conducted. Attorney General John Ashcroft and FBI Director Robert Mueller, who joined Ridge at the briefing, said investigators are pursuing thousands of leads, but they said they could not yet determine the source of the attacks and whether it was foreign or domestic. Mueller said the FBI considers the mailings acts of terrorism, and he announced a $1 million reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible.
We are treating every instance around the country as a serious crime. We will not relent. We will pursue and bring to justice those who are responsible for these harmful acts.
Ashcroft warned that anthrax hoaxes are draining already stretched government resources and that those caught would suffer serious consequences. He said four people have been charged this week with making false threats. This includes a Rhode Island man charged yesterday with mailing a letter that purported to carry anthrax spores but contained talcum powder instead. Postmaster General Jack Potter said everyone in the nation would receive a postcard next week telling them what to do with any questionable mail.
If you receive something that's suspicious, we want you to isolate it, put it in a plastic bag, don't let other people touch it, don't shake it, don't taste it, don't sniff it. I mean, these are very common sense things that we're asking the American public to do, and then we're asking them to call law enforcement.
Ridge said anthrax is the public challenge at the moment, but that steps are being taken to protect against other threats.
We assembled this group today. Obviously, it's my first opportunity to spend a little time with you, but to show you that on a daily basis, on an hourly basis, every single day, there is communication and collaboration between all agencies of government, and we're not just focused exclusively on anthrax, I assure you.
Officials are trying to expand the nation's stockpile of antibiotics for anthrax, but also the store of smallpox vaccines. The government hopes to purchase enough doses of the vaccine to treat the entire nation. Ridge called this a precaution.
We looked at potential challenges to this country. Smallpox is one of them, and decided to prepare for that challenge.
He says a decision about who and when to inoculate will be made at a later time. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.